somewhere at the body.
Right. Well, it's in the mind. When
the body is all right.
It's two different moments.
Yes, two different. Yes. Yeah. Dukkha, body consciousness, mm-hmm. and after that is Dommanasa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the dukkha feeling in the body can condition the Dommanasa in the mind. Yeah.
Except Arahata.
Except for Arahata.
When you said that the unpleasant or pleasant feeling is through the body, what do you mean?
I mean, it's felt, it's based on the body. It's felt through the body sense. But the feeling is always in the mind.
Right, so yes. it's the Vedana, the it feeling arising with the body consciousness.
Right, right. But if the anagami had eradicated dosa or dumanasa, that means he no longer feel tired in the mind?
No mental. Unpleasant feeling.
Yes.
But still unpleasant bodily feeling.
Yes. Even for Arahata.
If he doesn't sleep, can still unpleasant bodily feeling.
Mm.
There were some questions from Poland about if Arahata can cry, or if Arahata can...
What conditions that moment?
Dommanasa. But if Arahata, for example, can... can suicide.
Not Arahata.
Because some told me that were... Some in Tipitaka examples of the Arahants that
before becoming as
before Arahata.
There can be there are examples of those who took their life and then became fully enlightened, but there was the intention to take their life before becoming an Arahant.
Before.
Because cheetahs are so fast.
No, but as a Putujana or Aryan, can an Aryan take their own life?
Well, maybe a Sotapanna, but not an Arahant.
A Sotapanna can take their own life?
We discussed this before, the one or two examples. The one or two examples, so a Sotapanna, but not an Arahant, because an Arahant has no unpleasant feeling, and an Anagami, no unpleasant feeling. But the examples that Lucas is referring to, there were as worldlings, intention to take life, taking of life, like cutting with the knife, and then becoming fully enlightened. But the intention, the taking of life, was before becoming an Arahant.
I think in Tipitaka there were examples like some severe pains, bodily pains, the Aryas or monks or I don't know if Arahata, but they.
The commentary is clarified.
Even Anagami Pukla doesn't have dosa anymore, so no condition for killing.
The Sotapanna has no more conditions for killing. So in what circumstances?
Have conditions to feel unpleasant.
Yes, but what
no conditions for killing other beings?
Other being, but he can't kill himself.
Panatipata concerns the others.
Okay.
Just for example, like thinking that because I know that in the Sudimaga, one of the objects is Maranasati. There is like reflection on death, like the end of the faculty of life. So maybe that Satopanya can think, oh, I just finished this faculty.
I think there's misleading about the Marana Nusati, because it seems like one has to think a lot about death. But actually, at this moment of listening to Dhamma, it's not because of thinking of death. So we come to listen because we don't know what tomorrow will be. So it's not necessary to try to use the word maranasati and think over it on and on, like this will come, it's not like that. It's the moment of appreciating the understanding of what death is. It can be tomorrow or now. And that is maranasati, that's the condition or derived from the idea or understanding of death.
In this maranusati, Ajahn, is it some kind of chetasika they're mentioned that sustain the life?
What is sati?
I the awareness of death. Mm-hmm. But there was explained like there is some kind of life faculty or something. Is it a chetasika that sustain the life?
Jivitindriya.
Is it rupa or nama?
There are two kinds. Chivitindriya rupa and nama cetasika chivitindriya. Without the chivitindriya rupa, which is conditioned by karma, there would be no difference between living thing and living body.
Yeah.
For rupa, it's not cetasika, it's just a rupa conditioned by karma. Like the difference between the doll and human being or beings. The eyes of the dead and the eyes of the living beings is different.
It was so interesting walking past all those shops and having all those expressions also through nose and body, the odors that we experienced, but mostly thinking, I would say, more than being aware of smelling.
Mm-hmm. That's why the outer world is different from the inner world.
Yeah.
Because the inner world is the world of thought and darkness, but the outer world seems very bright and with many things, different shapes and forms.
Yeah. Very attractive.
And if one realizes the inner world, one can see different realities, rajita and cetasikas, which are dark, not light at all. Like now, see? Turn the inside out. And it appears differently. Very dark, not light as now. With a little spot of whisper object and sound and a little bit of this and that from sense knowing. In darkness, see. It seems like there are moments of whisper object appearing, but in reality just at that very spot, very short, very tiny one. A flash of whisper object, and then in darkness again, and then a flash of something like sound and darkness again. So one lives in reality in darkness, but it appears not like that at all, because it's covered by the object through the sense doors.
Is that when you say Sri Paramata Dhamma, that before Vipassana Jnana, the mind all doesn't show up, and it looks like now.
Mm-hmm.
But when Vipassana Jnana arises, the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite. The mind all shows up, but mm-hmm. there is no.
Just very short.
Which means it's in the dark because there is no.
Because actually the outer doorway is not like the seeing at all.
But the mind door, can it just like the panya, you understand the mind door, can it be developed gradually, like it can be a gradual understanding of the mind door, even though it doesn't appear clearly at my door.
For example, like now, one understands theoretically that without that which can experience object, there is nothing appear at all. So why in one's life one just pay attention to that which is experienced, but that not that which experiences, to understand that which experiences as a reality. Without it, there is no world, nothing can appear at all. By understanding this little by little, one can see at this moment of seeing that it's not visible object, but it's that which sees a reality, no shape, no form. But now it sees. It's very difficult to understand that because we have accumulated lots of ignorance of all these things. No matter we learn about anything, it's only about concept. So we will come to understand what's meant by right understanding of Panya. It has to be of whatever appears now only. Otherwise it's not Panya, because it cannot understand the true nature of realities which appear at all. It's only thinking, dreaming about subjects, different things, different knowledges.
There may be a tendency to try not to think and try not to dream, and that's wrong because it's real,
wrong.
It appears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's not the fully understanding of what's meant by Dhamma, see, just one word as not self. Whatever arises has to have conditions for its arising. Even seeing right now, see. But no thinking about it, just pay attention to that which is seen. So how can there be a moment of understanding that which sees, when there's only attention to the object which is seen, right now and like now? Object which is seen, not that which sees and thinks.
The sense field of visible object is very wide, and that maybe it's thinking again.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why? It's
so,
only
so
seen.
Big, so
seen.
Big.
Why big? It's only seen.
Yeah.
Without thinking, it's not big. It's not wide. But when there's thinking, it's wide and it's big.
Yeah. It has shapes and colors and details. Saying, yeah, when it's just thinking, it seems that visible object has shapes and colors and details and why, but actually when there's understanding, it's just that which appears, just that which is seen, no idea of wide or small or big or anything else, any other details about it. And Maeve and I were having a discussion. Would you like to bring up a little more, Maeve? Maeve was saying that sometimes if you ask someone what is seen, the answer is visible object. But at another time, it seems that actually the answer is not visible object.
I think there was just some confusion about why sometimes you talk about that which is seen as a visible object, and then at other times you will say what is seen now, and you will refer to a conventional understanding, like, you know, someone or a cup or
yeah.
And I wondered why you were alternating
yeah.
between those two.
Those two, you mean visible object? No. And what?
Conventional, like conventional understanding of a person or
for
a
you
cup
to be
or
sure what's object right then, because it's like theory to say that what is seen is visible object, and then the thinking of that object
mm-hmm.
is concept
mm-hmm.
then.
So in order to know what are you thinking, whether it's right understanding of what is heard, like whisper object as just whisper object, or thinking about it. And now?
Now, people and things.
Not visible object.
Not visible object.
See,
no.
Even the truth is visible object, but it takes time to see the distinction between that which is seen and that which is object of thinking, or taking it that which is seen for something. Instantly after that, like seeing and hearing, they seem arise together at the same time. But seeing and hearing, different conditions as well.
And yet at the same time there can, well, not at the same time, but there can be taking what is seeing for people and things, mm-hmm. and then there can be thinking about visible object after that, at the intellectual level.
So just a moment of seeing visible object, it brings a lot of thinking and a lots of idea and concepts, lots of different subjects of studying or whatever.
And hearing you speak about visible object often can be a condition to think more about visible object.
And that is in Tipitaka, because Buddha talk a lot in order to remind those who listen at that time that there's right now visible object to be studied and to be considered as not self. There is no other way at all, because they're seeing all the time. If you don't talk about other realities, it seems all the time, and the other reality only in between seeings. But actually there are more jittas, like Bhavanga and the other processes.
Seeing, but not always seeing people and things, not always defining, but it may still be not real seeing. But how I can do, I don't know.
What do you mean, not real seeing?
Thinking, maybe. So but not defining, not taking it for people or things, but still it's not seeing visible object.
Seeing what? When it's not visible object?
It must be visible object.
We don't have to call or say that it's visible object which is seen, just that which is seen. We don't have to say that it's visible object. But after seeing, who can prevent thinking about shape and form? It's another kind of thinking, because it's not thinking in words. So one can see that even right now, it's not always thinking in words at all.
No, that's right.
There is thinking. Yeah. After seeing of shape and form, That's why the question is asked: are you thinking, or what are you thinking right now? Can you tell what are you thinking right now?
It's very hard to answer,
because it's gone, completely.
Yeah.
And it's unknown all the time, because what can be known is only six doorways, like seeing and then thinking. One can see the difference. Because they can be thinking without seeing, they can be thinking without hearing, see? So six doorways can be known, roughly.
But the point is that whether or not one's ever heard the Buddha's teachings or ever considered anything about seeing, it's still only just that which is seen, visible object that is seen, and then followed by thinking. So this is always the truth, no matter what words one uses, or no matter whether one ever thinks about it or not. It's nothing else is actually seen.
And don't forget that what happens today will be what?
Yesterday.
Yesterday When?
Tomorrow.
That's all, see? It's not as important as we think. So important at the moment of seeing and hearing. It's just
gone already.
Yeah, in split seconds.
Ajahn, I think you like to say that as much as Lucas likes to say Upanisya.
Bhakat Upanisya. Or Aramana Upanisya Pajya as well. Yeah. And what did you say yesterday about something, and then we hara after? I talked about speaking Thai, and I used just one Thai word, and you added vihara.
Viharati.
Viharati, but what after what word? Do you remember?
Samma.
Vihara Dhammas.
Always add any Pali term after the Thai word.
Yeah, I've seen one. Sorry, but I've seen.
It's not other kind of.
Yeah, I've seen one where we've. Okay, in theory, seeing is different than hearing, but.
In theory?
Buddha says it.
Buddha? Or the truth?
The truth is like this.
Okay,
yeah. But the truth is, even the light, when we see the sunlight right here, it seems continuous, but in fact it's discontinuous. It has on and off and on and off. But the human being capability cannot recognize this.
No one can accept Panya.
It based on the capability of the
Panya can.
But it can be known by
right understanding. If you don't use the word Panya, you can use the word right understanding.
Okay, use the word Panya. That but that could be demonstrated by the how can I say? Scientific loop or something?
With Aparamada Dharma, can there be any image or sign at all? There must be Paramada Dharma, rupas, and citta which experiences that and have the idea of what is that. Can there be such rupa without thinking? As people and things without thinking?
I think the knowledge that the Buddha taught us about realities came from his direct understanding of those realities, or it just comes from some works in the scientific way.
Because at that time it's still very different from nowadays. At that time, no one can demonstrate that. For example, the discontinuous of the life. Yeah. So. Okay. Where I would like to go to. So my wonder is whether the human being capability can come until recognize this? No, cannot.
Otherwise, Buddha didn't teach at all. If no one could understand what he taught.
Yes, it could be understand. But to come until the seeing, the difference between the seeing and the thinking and the hearing, it can be understand, but cannot see it in directly.
Because it's not that degree of understanding yet. It's only intellectual understanding, which will condition the direct understanding later, when Panya develops, on and on and on. And even the understanding of seeing as just a reality which experiences that which is seen, is gradually developed. it does mean that today you hear about the seeing and tomorrow you know directly what seeing is. It takes time. For Buddha, how long? Long, long, very long time to know.
Is it necessary to study Abhidhamma to really see?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is Dhamma?
That's what we try to understand.
Is there anything now or nothing at all?
Right now?
Yes.
Well, they're seeing from learning.
From learning or now there is seeing?
Now there is seeing.
So, is whatever is real, is it real seeing?
It's real seeing.
So the word Dhamma represents whatever is real. And seeing, can anyone know the truth of seeing?
Yes.
Even they're seeing right now. What is seeing? Can anyone know how it arises? And does it fall away now?
The enlightened one can see, but not us.
And that's why the Dhamma is called Abhidhamma, because it's so subtle. If it's easy to get, then it's not Abhidhamma. But since it's so very difficult to understand, and Buddha taught in different ways to help people to think over it and over it until there can be condition for understanding directly of that which is not self, which is now see. And that is the meaning of Abhidhamma. So all Dhammas are Abhidhamma. Whatever appears now is not easy to understand. For example, what is seen is only a reality because it is seen. We cannot deny, we cannot think that it's not real because it's seen now. So what is seen? This is Abhidhamma, see, because it's so very subtle to understand, to know that it's not someone or something at all. It's only a reality or an element which can impinge on the eye's base and it can condition seeing to arise and seize it. Otherwise, no one knows whether there is such a reality that appears now. So Dhamma is Abhidhamma. Or another word, Paramada Dhamma, the reality that no one can change at all. It has its own characteristic. For example, whispered object cannot be heard. It cannot be touched. While the four primary rupas cannot be seen, but only three of them can be touched. See? Abhidhamma.
Can there be study of Abhidhamma now? Yes. Yes. Study of the Abhidhamma now? Yes, I think so, yes. I'm studying at the moment, I guess.
Are you studying Abhidhamma?
I try to understand Abhidhamma.
What Abhidhamma now? There are many realities. Just one at a time, because study means only one at a time. We talk about many realities, but no deep understanding of a reality at a time. So just one word or one characteristic of a reality can be known directly, and better too. Like yesterday we talked about vitakka and passa. Both are real.
I understand that in a short, very very short time, the seeing and the thinking and the hearing is happen. individually. That means it's not the same time. It's like when we see the light, then it's not continuous, it's discontinuous, and it has the frequency very short. And even the normal light here, you have 7 basic color, and each basic color has the different frequencies of itself. So if you come to the short time like this, it's very easy to understand what Buddha teaches. But so for me, I understand the words Buddha teaches, but come to direct. I mean that I wonder that the human being capability can come to until that
Sariputta Mokkhalana Mahakasapa Anuruddha Anadabindaka Visakha, all of those.